Hi, this is a dictation for Diane Hunt, D-I-A-N-E-H-U-N-T. Diane Hunt, Data Services, 8/18/2022. And the patient Diane Hunt's date of birth is 3/15/59, date of accident 7/27/2021. And the date of service is 8/18/2022. Ms. Diane Hunt has been a victim of an automobile accident where she was doing some inspection, and a high-low collided into her and into a bin that she was working with to remove the parts, and this accident injured her left hand that was resting on the bin stay. So she is a work-related, and she has been to ER on Concerta, who did not provide excellent care according to her, and she saw a pain doctor there, but no relief happened. And then she started going to Dr. Mustafa, who is a chiropractor, 3 times per week since the accident. Now, almost a year has passed for this accident, and Concerta Clinic has discharged her, asking her to go back to work. The acupuncture is not helping. Now she is also seeing a physical therapy, and she has done for the last 3-4 months some physical therapy to various areas that she is complaining of pain. Initially, her first visit was on 5/25/2022, and she was complaining of pain in the upper back and headaches and the left arm, with the difficulty in lifting the left arm beyond 110 degrees and a residual pain of 9. The patient has been seen on next was 6/23/2022. And then 7/20/2022, and again on 8/18/2022, which is now. She reports that her pain level varies from 8 to 10, but basically the pain is occupying the head, the neck, the left side of the shoulder, which has been found to be injured, and she has a difficult time lifting the shoulder beyond 110 degrees due to the impact that happened. She has some radiation of pain to the left thigh and left hip area. However, there is no back pain in the lower back. And ADLs are reported affected to 9, while the relief in pain is 30%. In the system review patient report that there is ADLs are affected in work, sleep and enjoyment of life 8-10 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity and walking ability is 9. Mood is affected 8. Relations with other people is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches to the tune of 9, and she reports that she is completely disabled from working, and she is unable to move her arm, which is injured, and she reports of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of equilibrium, anxiety, chronic fatigue. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo. She denies vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, blackout, seizures. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, memory loss, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing stiffness of the left shoulder, left side of the neck, lower back, with decreased range of motion of the left shoulder, some pins and needles in the left leg, left thigh, along with the pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and left shoulder. She also has some pain in the left wrist and hand, as well as left hip pain, and there is no mild tenderness of the epicondyles, but nothing major, no fractures of epicondyles left and right, or the olecranon process. There is no major difficulty. There is some difficulty in walking, especially the left leg. In the GI, patient has suffers from nausea and constipation. However, she denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination, but denies any incontinence of the urine, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, but denies any asthma, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report no changes in the pain level. In fact, it has got worsened, and there are no changes of medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The patient is physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 157/104 pulses, 70 pulse ox is 100%, and the rest of the exam is same as from previous visit of 7/20/2022, dictation number 0722-079, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been provided with a review of the MRIs. There is a herniated disc, 1 millimeter at C5-6, and a bulge, and also at C6-7, for which cervical epidural steroid injections were advised, since so much time has elapsed. And an MRI of the left shoulder shows minimal supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis with a AC joint osteoarthritis. She has a mild inflammation of the medial and lateral epicondyle, for which injections to the epicondyle have been advised, with steroid and morphine. The patient has not given a consent. She refuses injections and treatments, and hence she just wants to do the physical therapy at this time. Our goal will be to put her on a light duty job from next time onward when she arrives. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in 30 days.